You can be anywhere. Oh, glory. You can be anywhere and experience the throne of God. You can be anywhere and experience the throne room. Anywhere. Anywhere. Let me tell you something. There is, even right now as I speak, there is. Ha, Ramanda Boshata. Yes, God. There is an anointing. There's an oil. And there is an anointing. Thank you, Jesus. There's an anointing. And I know you're like, oh God, that didn't even touch me. But there is an anointing. I just anointed you in the spirit. I don't know if you felt that. But God's re-anointing. Glory. God's re-anointing you for a new assignment and a new mantle and a new mandate. And there's an oil coming from heaven, and there's a divine flow, and there's a divine overflow. Yes, God. There's a divine deluge in the realm of the spirit. And God is going to anoint you to do what you told him you couldn't. I'm telling you right now, you can be in the throne room, in your kitchen, in your living room, in your basement, in your bedroom, on your job, in the bathroom. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You can take the throne. It's portable. You can take it wherever you need it to go, wherever you need it to be. Thank you, Lord. I was in here asleep last year, getting ready for a revival. I was sleeping on the floor and in the prayer room. And I laid down. I had a dream that everyone was wearing white. For some reason, they was eating watermelon. And I saw some people in my family and their husbands had passed. It was a great aunt of mine. And she told one of my relatives, she said, "Do you ever miss your husband? Do you ever miss your husband?" And the other relative said, "No. I told my husband today, I was in his presence this morning," and the thought was that because she was in God's presence, she was also in her husband's presence, because her husband is in heaven, her husband was in the presence of the Lord. So she didn't miss him. I was like, God, what a thought. Oh my God. And I turned around, and we were in a white coliseum outside in these huge columns, and I looked, and it was a great lawn, and there were people playing cellos and violins and basses, and they were all on this lawn, and these people began to sing this song, and this song came straight from heaven. I woke up out of my sleep singing this song, crying, singing this song, to the point that I thought that people, I woke up and I thought someone was playing music upstairs. And I ran up the stairs, and I asked everybody upstairs, I said, "Y'all playing music up here? What's going on? Y'all playing worship music?" They were asleep. It sounded like it was a choir upstairs singing. But this is the song, and I've never told this experience. I've been hitting around with it and really trying to for a long time. I'm going to sing this song that came directly from the throne room. Thank you, Jesus. I was in your presence this morning. Just a look upon your face is like a million sunshines. All the darkness is displaced in your presence. There is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I'll never let you go, never let you go, never let you go, never let you go. I'll never let you go, never let you go, never let you, never, never, never let you go, never let you go. I'll never let you go, never let you go. Lord, I'll never let you go, never let you go. Oh, never. I was in your presence this morning. Just to look upon your face like a million sunshines. All the darkness is displaced in your presence. Hallelujah. There's fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. I'll never let you go. Never let you go. Come on, tell the Lord. I'll never let you go. I'll never, never, never let you go. Never let you go. I'll never let you go, never let you go, never let you, never, never, never let you go, never let you go, never let you go, never let you go. I'll never let you go, never let you go, never let you, never, never, never let you go. Lord, I'll never let you go. I'll never let you go and trade you for the world. Never. I was in your presence this morning. Father, bless these, God, that's seen this. I pray you enter into a realm of worship. Worship him. Worship him. Worship your God. I don't care what you're going through. God is worthy. And he's bigger and better than anything you're going through. I dare you to worship. Some of you are in warfare, but you need to worship. God not calling you to war right now. He's calling you to worship. He's calling you to rest. He's calling you to abide in him. So that he can abide in you. I send the presence of the Lord into your home like never before. That the angels of the Lord be encamped around you. And you're going to see more angelic activity. You're going to see Jesus Christ face to face. You're going to have experiences in the glory you won't be able to explain. You're going to wake up, there's going to be oil in your hands. Ah, glory, glory, glory. God going to begin to speak. You're going to begin to hear the whisperings of the cloud of glory. I send the cloud to you. Your situation will never be the same. God bless you. Until next time, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can know, test, and prove what is that good, pleasing, acceptable, perfect will of God for your life. God bless you, and good morning. You're in the presence of the Lord.